a short distance from the hanging wall curtain. Saltar smashed mercilessly downward at him. Gabool's sword, held sideways, deflecting the blows, seemed to quaver for one desperate moment. A gasp arose from the piratical assembly. Suddenly, Gabool fell, rolled over, and leaping high, snatched the wall torch from its brackets. He regained his stance on the other side of Saltar. Like lightning, the corsair turned.
Aye!
Gabool struck Saltar with the blazing torch, driving him backward into the hidden blade behind the wall hanging. The trap worked efficiently. Saltar died instantly, an expression of pained surprise stamped indelibly upon his brutal features. Silence fell over the banqueting hall. Gabool spat carelessly at the impaled carcass of his one-time enemy. Turning on his heel, he sprang up on the largest dining table, scattering cups, food, plates and drink with a series of resounding smashes. The warlord turned upon the gathering of sea rats. Gabool's eyes blazed. His rings and bracelets jangled. The gold emerald studded teeth showed in a ferocious grin through his matted and beribboned beard. Pointing to all corners of the hall with his curving sword, he roared at the top of his lungs.
I am Gabool, the wild king of all sea rats. Who am I, you carrion of the water? Speak my name, you vermin of the main.
Swords, daggers, spears and pikes waved in the air. There was not one in all the crowd who dared not shout out aloud.
Gabool!
A pounding upon the hall doors echoed in the silence which followed. Blacktail threw the doors open to reveal one of the Dark Queen's prize crew, Shaunir, wounded and half drowned. He staggered in, collapsing in an exhausted heap upon the floor. Raising himself on one claw, he pointed out of the window.
Lord, Draypatch has sailed off with the Dark Queen!
Gabool came off the table like a springing panther. Seizing the wretched Shaunir, he hoisted him to his paws.
What? How did this happen?
Lord, he had it all planned with the others. I would not go along with his wishes, so I was thrown overboard.
Graypatch, my faithful old shipmate, why would he do this to me?
He said that you were too dangerous, too wild and treacherous. Graypatch said any rat who followed him would at least be able to sleep at night without fearing a knife in his back. He said that you were death to any creature your shadow fell upon, friend and enemy alike. I heard him say that he would take his crew to a place of safety where none could follow.
Gabool absently let Shaunir drop to the floor.
Well, well, who would have thought it, eh? Me old messmate, Graypatch, the one sea rat I thought I could trust, turned traitor on me. The Dark Queen was my best ship. Blacktail, is there any more of my fleet anchored around the coves?
Blacktail scratched his chin.
Night Wake and Sea Talon are beached in the North Cove, Lord. They both need careening and recalking. Crabclaw too, but she was holed and lost her rudder on the rocks. None of them are seaworthy.
Gabool scowled.
Where are the rest of my ships?
Waveblade, Black Sail, Rat Helm and Green Fang are all on the high seas, Lord, but they should be back by the next full moon.
The warlord banged the table to emphasise each of his words.
As soon as they come in, turn them round and get them out to sea again. I want the Dark Queen back. I want to see her heading into Terramore Cove with Graypatch's head stuck on the bowsprit and his crew in chains. Whoever does this for me will be made sea captain of all me fleet, next only in rank to me.
Immediately, three rats sprang forward. Gabool hailed them.
Riptongue, Cat's Eyes, Grimtooth, pick yourself a crew each. Get those three craft in North Cove shipshape again. I want them seaworthy 2 days from now. Take my house slaves and chain them up as your oar crews in the galleys. I will hunt Graypatch down. Do you hear me? My fleet will trek him across the main from Tide's End to Owlwaters. There will be no place on land or sea where he will hide from the wrath of Gabool. Now go!